And I've been hanging for this call all morning. You're not going to believe this. Shane Jacobson is calling into the radio station. Here he is right now. Shane, good morning. You're live on the radio. How are you?
I'm great, mate. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's good to see, you know, it's good to see that show of yours, A Mate's on a Mission, finally airing. I know, I think you did it about 2 or 3 years ago, but finally Channel 7 said, let's get this mongrel on air, eh?
Yeah, well, mate, I had a few people saying to me, how on earth did you travel around the world with no mask on? And I actually find it's very easy. You do it before COVID existed.
Yeah, exactly. I just can't imagine you and Todd McKenney sharing a room.
Oh, mate, and don't forget to throw BT and Smith in the same mix. It's pretty funny, I know.
Yeah,
We're the most unlikely group of mates, but for some reason it works. I think the oddity of our kind of difference, if you will, is the thing that kind of made it work.
Yeah, no, really good show, and it's on Channel 7 now if you want to see it. How many apps did you do all up?
Three. So, we've got, I think this week we're in America, and I think next week we're in Japan.
Yeah. The reason we're talking to you, Shane, not it's because of that, but and also it's good to have, you know, Hoag's best mate on the show. But, mate, you guys are going to get some laughs happening on the coast. There's a festival taking place, and it is a way away. It's in August, but it is coming to this part of the world around Caloundra, and it's based on something you did on Stan. Is it 3 years ago now? It's where you got a bunch of mates together in your backyard, literally, and you told a few jokes, and it just went off, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, mate. So it was called That's Not My Dog. So we had Hoagsy, you mentioned, and people like Jim Owen, Steve Izard, Fiona O'Loughlin, a ton of comedians.
Yeah.
And what it's based on is me and my mate, Dean Murphy, who I produced it with, and Hoagsy as well, kept talking about the fact that for some reason joke-telling has become a dying art. You know, people are showing each other their phones. People are seeing content and comedy, but they're not telling jokes. And it just got us thinking, why wouldn't we get a bunch of mates around and tell jokes and also celebrate Australian music? And gosh, if we don't need a laugh now, when did we?
Yeah, exactly.
And so we did it, and yeah, we filmed it actually at a pub near my house, the truth, out in the back of the local pub.
Oh, right, okay.
And it became incredibly popular. And the reason we called it That's Not My Dog is it's a punchline for a joke. So when someone says to someone, I wonder why they called it That's Not My Dog, then someone would go, oh, you don't know that joke, because the joke is quite simply, a guy walks across the road, sees an old bloke sitting on a park bench with a dog beside him, and before he pats the dog, he says, hey, mate, does your dog bite? He says, nah. He bends down to pat the dog, and the dog bites him. He said, mate, I thought you said your dog doesn't bite. He said, yeah, that's not my dog.
So, I love it.
Even the film name is a punchline to a gag, you know. So, mate, I've got a mate of mine, Chris Hedren, who runs major events, and his son serves in the Middle East, and I think him and his mates in the Middle East love the film. And he came back and watched it with his dad, and his dad rang in and said, why on earth wouldn't we make this a festival? It's comedy and it's music. Surely that's what this country's half made of. You know, great comedians and great musicians. So, yeah, we've got, it's in August, as you said, at King's Park. We've got Chilling Heidi, Black Sorrows, Ross Wilson, Gary O'Loughlin, me, Dave O'Neill, Marty Fields, the list goes on. And just, Marty, mate, you and just, I both know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Marty Fields' dad was Maury Fields, and if there was ever a greater joke teller, you know, I'll go he. So,
yeah. Just go back on those bands again. Who are you getting to come in and provide the music?
Yeah, so Black Sorrows, Chilling Heidi, Ross Wilson. We've got local acts as well.
Yeah.
We wanted a bit of the, you know, cream of Australian history music, you know, and we're getting local acts and local comedians, and we'll add more to the list as time goes on. So,
local comedians, right. I know a bloke up the road who he's great down at the Phoenix Hotel on the weekend. Maybe I should get him to audition, or have you got that locked away?
No, mate, no, I'm not kidding you. One thing we want to do is make sure we feature local talent, because our whole idea is to get people telling jokes again, and we'd love locals to go. I'll tell you who else is great is one of the local ladies or local lads. You know, it's exactly what we're all about. So it should feel like you walk into a pub and you just get to listen to a few people, a few mates telling jokes. You know, it's almost like Top Gear has that same feeling. You're listening to three mates have a laugh, and we're literally going to have moments. There's even going to be moments where we have like a panel of people talking about comedy where people can go into a tent or, you know, a sort of a marquee and hear a bunch of us talking about writing comedy and about comedy and what we find funny. And, you know, I'm not going to call it a masterclass, but it's going to be an opportunity to hear comedians talk about what they do, you know, because some people might want to see what's under the hood, you know, comedy. So,
well, I do, mate. I've been only doing this breakfast gig for about a year, and I tell you what, mate, I need to learn comedy, so I think I'll need to sign up for a workshop.
mate, you're fine. What are you talking about? You've got this. Hey, Peter Brock never went to a car driving course, mate. He's got out the paddock and crashed it. And had no disease.
I love it. I better mention the dates. It's Friday, August 26th to Sunday, 28th of August. Does that mean you're here for the entire 3 days, you and Fiona and Dave and Michaela?
A lot of us are there for most of it. I've actually got a theatre show I'm doing. I can't tell you how unhappy they were when I said yes. I'm looking at saying yes to a long-running show. I can't say what it is. And I said to them, but I'm disappearing for a weekend. So, I'll be up there for the Saturday and the Sunday, I think, are the 2 days I'm there. But the bands and comedians last all weekend. So.
Yeah, right. So people can buy tickets right now for it.
Yeah, that's not my dogfestival.com.au.
All right, I'll get those links up to our socials because people need to get hold of these tickets because it will sell fast once you realise who's involved, the musical acts and yourself. I just want to say, Shane, thank you so much for what you do. I just got through Hoagz's book about, you know, being the painter from the bridge, and he talks about you very highly in a mate. And, of course, I did see that incredible Dundee thing on Prime the other day, and I can't believe you tried to play him. I mean, come on, what are you thinking? Come on. That's not a knife. What are you talking about?
I didn't even say the line right, which is the joke. You know?
Yeah.
I think I said that's
enough. Yeah, mate, Shane, you're one of our premier talents at the moment, and you're just about everywhere, which I think is fantastic. Thank God you and a good bunch of team will be here in August. That's Not My Dog. Is that still on stand if people want to go and see what we're talking about if they haven't seen it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's still there. I'm pretty sure it is. If they do their search, it'll turn up as to where it is, yeah.
All right. Shane Jacobson, you are the legend, mate. Thanks for your time this morning.
Mate, a pleasure as always, mate. And you're doing just fine, mate. You don't need to go anywhere. Come along and have a beer with me, mate, rather than get a lesson.
I'm blushing. Mate, that's a date. I'm getting my tickets now.
Done.
All right, Shane. Shane Jacobson talking about That's Not My Dog Festival. No, seriously, it is on at the Kingsbeach Amphitheatre, Caloundra, Friday the 26th of August to Sunday, August 28th. Just jump on the socials. All the links are up there and get hold of those tickets now. And, of course, we'd love as many of the Zinc family there as possible.